Many years ago, ladies and gentlemen, in London, I went to a party after a recital. Charming soprano, who I haven't heard a lot since, called Janet Watts. And I found myself in conversation with a very nice gentleman after the recital, and we began talking about Wolf. And he quizzed me at length about what I thought about Wolf, and I was very pleased, 22 as I was then, to tell him and make it obvious that I was a great expert on the composer. And then he said to me, what do you think of Wolf and Wagner? What are the influences that Wolf had on Wagner? And he said, I don't know. You'll have to ask Eric Sams about that. And this nice gentleman said, well, that doesn't help because I am Eric Sams. That was my introduction to Eric Sams, and I must say, anybody in the young generation who is fortunate enough to talk with him, to share his knowledge, will have the same feeling that I did, that it matters to him what we think, what we feel. There's a great deal talked about a necessary collaboration between academic scholarship and living music, but Eric Sams is one of the very few people of those academic qualifications I know who doesn't need telling that performers, ordinary performers who have the music in the fingers and the voice, are not to be despised because they don't have everything in their heads immediately. What we don't have in our heads, he puts there for us, either in his books or by the countless conversations that musicians throughout England and beyond have with him in consultation. So it's a very great privilege to have him here talking to us about the lead, and the subject of this afternoon's lecture is Kennst du das Land? Italy in song.
Thank you.